Com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could
while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Why, if our scarecrow back in Kansas could do that, the crows would be scared to pieces.
They would? Where's Kansas?
That's where I live. And I want to get back there so badly, I'm going all the way to Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help me.
You're going to see a wizard? Mm-hmm. Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some bread?
Since the inception of the Federal Observer in July of 2001, and what eventually became Kettle Moraine Precious Metals, which is now known as Sierra Madre Precious Metals some years later, my friends, the world has changed, and not for the better. This nation has changed, not for the better. The people of the United States have changed, also not for the better. What? There are those who thought that Hillary not being allowed access to the Oval Office might have been cause for celebration. Well, yeah, but in and of itself it was. But we're living in an even greater daily turmoil today than at any time that I can remember in my 7+ decades of life. And hey, what about Sniffy the Scarecrow in Chief? The guy without a brain. The one who opened up the program tonight with his singing. Joey. Oh, good evening. Welcome to Perspectives on America. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett, for the next 2 hours. It is interesting. Some years ago, I wrote a column called I've Been Gone Too Long. In some respects, I have been. I was not with you at all last week. Many, many issues I'm not going to bore you with. Let's move on. For those regular readers of Kettle Moraine Publications' family of websites or blogs, whatever you want to call them, you'll note that there are two exceptions. Metropolis.cafe and the Federal Observer. Been away for a while. Have I been fishing? Yeah, maybe in a roundabout way, I guess so, but not for my usual desirable catch. That's only in a past life. I'll not bore you today with what I've been up to, other than to say it's also affected my daily broadcasts. I've been on extended hiatus there as well. For those of you who are regular listeners of our now almost 29-year-old broadcast, you'll note we've been running a series of historic broadcasts over the last couple of months, some of which date back 20 years or more. Well, tonight I'm back on the airwaves. But I want you to consider a number of things. What about our economy? It's kind of like riding the bobs alongside of Two-Ton Baker at Riverview Park in Chicago back in the day. It's up. It's down. But in the case of many Americans, it seems to be downhill all the way. Employment, while we are told is improving, doesn't pay the way it used to. We're subsidizing on 1969 wages in the 21st century. Foreclosures, short sales on homes are still running at a feverish pace. And yet my brother's veterans go without food and sleep in the streets of some of America's biggest and most prosperous cities. All the while, the government continues to dole our tax money out to refugees and illegal invaders who sleep on our warm beds. And hey, what about the COVID stuff we went through for the last couple of years? Oh, yeah. Joey's handlers were doling, no insult to the late Bob Dole. They keep on doling those bucks out left and right to all comers, legal or not. Of course, times have changed. Housing prices have skyrocketed. Some of them have come back down, but a lot of them are going back up again, which means few can afford the price. Tens of thousands of people in America and around the world are dying due to over-medication, what are now being or have been referred to over the last couple of years as opioids. Greater number of deaths, more than at any time in our history. All being attributed to lunatics going into schools and churches and killing innocent people by a gunfire. And folks, understand, it ain't the gun doing the damage. Nope, it's due to the lack of parenting, lack of morals. But once again, an abundance to the fine wares being distributed by Big Pharma. I say Roundup. The bastards. Misspellings was intended, of course. Let them serve out their punishment here on Earth. Oh, Lord, where is Judge Roy Bean? Oh, we so desperately need his brand of swift justice. And then when these people reach the end of the road, they'll serve eternal punishment as well. And yet others are dying at the hands of illegal invaders, which the gutless, spineless band of elected representatives of we the people have elected to protect and serve us all. Hang them too. But alas, the people of America no longer have the guts to stand up and do their job. The polite word is recall. The proper term is hang 'em. Of course, the term hang 'em could equally apply to the likes of Dr. Fauci, who's been up before the congressional hearings once again. What about Joey? You know, you hadn't figured out the meaning yet. That's Joey Biden, the scarecrow. What about the rest of the liars, the cheaters, the murderers with their demands for mandatory vaccinations to overcome the latest plandemic? COVID-19, and I read another piece this morning that talks about another one that's going to be worse. Maybe we should ensure that they take the shot through the barrel. My friends, when Federal Observer began some 7 weeks before 9/11, there were few websites available of its type and with our original stated mission. Since then, there's far too many blogs and sites all sharing the same information, the same columns, etc. We're among the very few that do not bombard you with flash advertisements and ongoing commercial endeavors. But then I'm just one man. But they are in it for the bucks. Click here. Donate. It costs money to run this site. No, it doesn't. Not the kind of bucks that they are raking in. And so the question I put forth, are these other websites, so-called news sites, are they committed to truth, justice in the American way, or just the shekels which bind them? Louis Turner, my former associate editor, had major health problems, and at best only had the stamina to post daily with sit on my Facebook commentaries. No longer did Louis have the ability to devote massive amounts of time to writing, editing, and or publishing or developing pointed graphic endeavors. I reached the point, even to this day, I sadly missed his daily input. We believed he passed away suddenly sometime during 2020. And yet, it came out that the swine who he chose to marry never bothered to tell me that he'd passed away. And somehow, he beat the biatch. And Louis came alive again. Thank God. And he and I do stay in touch. And so now I look back on all these 20-some-odd years of publication of one website. We look at the history of, at one time, billions of readers a month, and we ask ourselves, what the hell has gone wrong? What in the hell have we accomplished? Other than reaching and maybe changing the beliefs and direction of a scant few people along the way. Is all we have accomplished just to stave off the inevitable for a few years longer? Oh, I kid you not, my friends. There was a time that Federal Observer absorbed millions of readers a month. Those days are long gone. And so today we look back on over 20-plus years of our various precious metals websites. We watch a 2-year roller coaster of precious metals sales all over the country. Some of the largest precious metals advertisers and firms in the nation have gone out of business, some due to poor management, others due to fraud and theft of your money. Sierra Madre Precious Metals is still here. But where are the buyers, I ask? Have they all gone broke? Did Coven take them all out? Did they take the VAX and jam it up there? Well, never mind. Can't say that. Have they moved their money into the erratic world of carrot bars and itsy-bitsy crypto coins? Oh, that's right. Those aren't real coins. Those are just make-believe. Is everyone looking for the quick buck? Have all forgotten that the reason they acquired gold and silver to begin with was to save for the rainy day? Maybe that rainy day has come and gone for many. And for others, as of the spring of 2021, the cost became too high. Wake up, my friends. The cost is going to continue to increase no matter what spot does. For the demand is high. And we've gone through periods of time on and off over the last couple of years that the supply was quite low. And yet sometimes we witness exactly what the game plan originally was. A father who was a big-time client of mine going well back to the 1980s shared his strategy with his son, who also became a long-term client. Dad became ill with Alzheimer's disease several years back and was living with Sonny Boy. A decision was made that the two of them had to relocate to a better climate, and they had the goods to liquidate. They moved somewhat north of their previous location. They paid cash for a new home. Dad passed some months later, but was fairly calm and a peaceful man. And the son began to purchase once more. Why? Because he knew that it was going to rain once more. And he wanted to ensure that he had that umbrella ready. These are the reasons you own gold and silver. Not speculation as to how much is it going to be worth in a few years, but how much will it still purchase? The only speculation that you want to make is when will it all implode? We continue, my friends, to contemplate the fate of Federal Observer. There are times I'm ready to pull the plug. Many of my endeavors these days go toward Metropolis.cafe. And frankly, our oldest extant website, Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer. These are two areas where we continue to make a difference in people's and families' lives. And we are hearing of their respective successes. I do continue to hear from some of my older precious metals clients and their families. But as I close this portion of tonight's program, my prayers go out to my dear friend Granny, Granny's finally been forced to kind of give it up. Her health has deteriorated to the point that she no longer can sit at a computer and fight the daily battles. Jackie Gentai has been a daily reader and frequent contributor to Kettle Marine publications for many, many, many years. Spent some intense weeks in the hospital recently and was praying that she was ready to meet her maker. Granny once asked her readers, what the hell difference does it make anyway? Frankly speaking, I guess that the only difference it makes is whose side you are on in this life. What I've just shared with you is an article that I wrote about 3-4 years ago called I've Been Gone Too Long. Maybe I've been gone longer than I think. It makes very specific commentary for very specific reasons. I originally published this article on July 9th of 2021. Also published it on our Precious Metals website. And at the bottom, I stated the note, the representative images of Jeffrey Bennett and Louis Turner are located on the right side of the post. And the image of the gold coins is on the left, because in the end, as with all nations and empires, the gold will be all that is left. Those of us who hold the gold will survive. Those are the reasons to own gold. I did something unusual today on the Sierra Madre website that I'll get to sharing it with you shortly. This is going to be an interesting, to some degree, unusual program tonight. As many of you notice, I've not been concentrating too much on the economic, I'll read some headlines and stuff like that, and blah, 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 and move on. But I have to look carefully. I have to think carefully. What is going on? What am I seeing? A column that was submitted to me for publication a couple weeks ago, I guess. It's published at Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Entitled, America's Empire of Money Has Reached the End Game. In simple terms, it means the jig is up. The jig is up means the deception or scheme has been exposed and is over. For some, it's often a tongue-in-cheek way of saying, it's over, I got caught. Yeah. By the way, the term jig means trick or jest. And that usage dates all the way back to the 1500s. Where have we been? Well, I guess we can thank Joey. He's not 100% at fault, because he's being controlled from the backside. It's all taken a tremendous push down the stretch. But the U.S. national debt was able to hit the $34 trillion mark before the end of last year. I am just so overwhelmed that I don't know who to thank first. Over the past few years, it could have been Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Upchucky Scummer, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, so many other hardworking spenders have been instrumental in helping us reach this remarkable achievement. And my friends, we never would have gotten there without the relentless help of CNN and MSNBC, Fox News, the New York Slime, the Washington Post, and all the other mainstream news outlets that kept assuring the American people that it was okay to steal trillions of dollars from our children and our grandchildren. Of course, I'm being quite facetious here. The truth is what we're doing to future generations of Americans is beyond criminal. We are literally allowing national suicide. But each election cycle, most of the same big spending politicians just keep winning over and over and over again. It's interesting, I had a very early morning meeting with a client of mine out here in Phoenix. His sister used to be my secretary, our secretary at Viking International Trading many years ago. We had this conversation about the fact that it would not take much to start a citizen-created, what's the word he used? To begin forcing that when each one of our elected people in the Senate and the House, that they can only serve one term. One term may be tight, two terms I could go with. But if we, the public, were to begin this thing and get enough signatures, we could force it. We could force this over these elected idiots. I don't know if that's true or not. But boys, something's worth trying. But we got to keep in mind that those people on the other side of where I'm going to suspect that most of us believe would argue that it has been absolutely necessary to borrow and spend so much money. If we had not propped up the U.S. economy with giant mountains of borrowed money, this nation would have collapsed long ago. But then, in addition, spending so much money allows us to project military and economic power all over the planet. Why do we need to keep projecting military power? You know, it seems to me that, like you and I and our own families, if we only spent what we brought in, I guess America's standing in the world would be greatly reduced. Well, yeah, our standing in the world is quite high in the pike, because all they got to do is look at us and beg, and we seem to have the leaders that want to keep forking out the bucks. I mean, having the primary reserve currency of the world is an enormous source of power. But, my friends, now that power is fading. Nations all over the globe are beginning to move away from using U.S. dollars in international trade. They're becoming a lot more hesitant to buy our debt. I mean, you can only borrow and spend so much before the entire Ponzi scheme collapses. And at this moment, we're more than $34 trillion in debt. Give me a second to see if I can find something. Time allowing, I've got a piece that I'm going to attempt to share with you, probably during the second hour. It is something that I came across in my archives. I've never shared this. I've never read it. It's tiny print, so I'm going to have a difficult time doing it. But yeah, it seems to me that according to this thing, just a few years ago, maybe going back to when? I can't remember. We had $32 billion in debt. Now we have over $34 trillion. Our debt has reached a record high. $34 trillion for the first time in our history. Data published by the Treasury Department recently showed that outstanding federal borrowing soared $34 trillion in December 29th, just weeks ahead of congressional deadlines for new federal funding plans. And they just keep on buying time. Oh, they got that new speaker in the House. He's worthless. But then they're going to make sure that's all they put in there. Of course, the staggering figure, which is a major point of contention between Republic rats and demagogues, is equal to 1,001 and $233 in federal debt for every person in America. Let's see, as there's me, my wife, we got the granddaughter living here. That means the three of us would have to come up with $303,699 to help cover the federal debt. Yeah, if there's four people living in your household, your share of the national debt is more than $400,000. And every day the debt gets even larger. As has been pointed out, the size of the national debt has increased by $2.5 trillion in just the last 7 months or so. And the total U.S. national debt spiked by $1 trillion in 15 weeks since September the 15th. That according to the Treasury Department's figures. In the 7 months since the debt ceiling was lifted, the national debt spiked by $2.5 trillion. Now, my friends, there are huge, gigantic numbers that are piling up as a result of the incredible, hard-to-fathom, daredevil, reckless, shake-your-head deficit spending by this Congress. Oh, yeah, overall, the U.S. national debt has grown by $6.25 trillion since Joe Biden entered the White House. Took 225 years of our U.S. history for the U.S. national debt to reach the $6 trillion mark. And we've now added another $6 trillion to the debt in less than 3 years. This is what the end game looks like. Wow. We're going to take a break. Go to some commercial moments at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to pick up on this story where we left off. Until we come to what? The conclusion? Our elected officials are bringing the conclusion to us very quickly. Do you not understand it? If you and I did similar things with our own family, we couldn't survive. They are doing this to our families. And if we had to pay the bill that they created, we could not survive. This is the truth of the insanity that we're facing. How do we survive it? How do we overcome it all? We'll talk in a few minutes. Stay with us. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good. I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lights in the balance. There are people on the fire. There are children at the camp.
I'm going to walk away for just a few minutes on some of the column that we've been sharing with you. By the way, welcome back to Perspectives on America.
Jeff Bennett, it's interesting. I put most of this program together yesterday. Things just keep coming around. Things keep jumping up to bite me. My goal is to bite back and bite hard. I share with you this meeting I had. What is today, Tuesday? It was this morning, 5:30 in the morning. It means I had to leave the house by 4:30, quarter of five. I typically do that when he and I get together and just shoot the breeze. We start talking about what's going on economically in this country. One of the headlines I posted a couple days ago, Chase Bank now refuses to help customers who lost money in what has now been referred to as sophisticated scams. Now, this is what I shared with my friend. JP Morgan Chase customer says the bank has decided not to rectify or even investigate the theft of $10,000 from a primary checking account. Arizona customer says she mailed a check to a relative in Chicago that never arrived. Instead, her online account, this is the Arizona customer, showed the check had apparently been intercepted, altered, and cashed by a scammer removing her relative's name and writing the words "unprecedented eats" instead in the pay-to-order line. It's a crime. It was fraud. Chase has done nothing. I guess that means you got to chase your money now, huh? Well, the thing that's interesting is my friend, who happens to be an attorney, had sent a check to either one of his clients, or I can't remember who he said it was. Similar situation. The check never arrived. And yet he was, when he writes a check, he always has a copy of exactly what he's written because he's got a two-part thing. He provided a copy of that check to the bank. Reluctantly, his bank began looking into it, and they found out that the check, which was for $600, by the way, had been cashed at a Circle K or a Kmart or something like that. And they were finally able to get the thing resolved back to my client. It doesn't take a lot for people to do stuff like that. But removing someone's name that the check is paid at the order of and writing the words "unprecedented eats" and somebody actually cashed that check and Chase wouldn't do a darn thing about it? This is the kind of stuff we're facing. And I wonder why banks are in trouble. People are getting fed up. They're pulling out. Another headline. Central banks will keep gobbling gold in 2024. The first half of last year was a record-breaking moment for central banks buying gold, led by none other than China and Russia. And organizations like the World Gold Council reported a staggering increase compared to the year before. Now, whether or not the January effect will apply to the gold price as we complete this first month of 2024 next week, there seems to be plenty of indicators the central bank buying spree is going to continue for at least the first half of this year. Accelerating de-dollarization is just one factor. Powerhouses like China and Russia continue strategically moving further and further away from the grips of the U.S. dollar. Of course, then we got actions by the Biden administration to isolate Russia. The sanctions in the wake of the Ukraine conflict only provide further impetus for the Russians to continue divesting in any way they can from the U.S. dollar. But that's okay because we've taken all those dollars and dumped them in the Ukraine and dumped them into illegals' pockets and into more military involvement. This is insanity. And so the question we have to pose, how can anyone possibly claim that the U.S. economy is doing well with all of this kind of stuff going on? I read a story last week about a secret stash of 331 gold coins, which spanned three centuries, were hidden in an old sock. How in the world can anyone possibly claim that the U.S. economy is in good shape? I don't see how anyone can make a rational argument that this is the case, my friends. The only people that seem to be trying to claim that the U.S. economy is heading in the right direction are those in the upper tiers of the economic food chain. Well, that's going to eliminate most of us because we're going to soon reach a point where we're not even going to be in the lower tiers of the economic food chain. At this stage, those in the lower tiers of the economic food chain are very well aware of how much they are suffering. Poverty, homelessness, and hunger all rapidly growing all over America as we speak, as we do this program. But if you still got plenty of money, and those around you still have plenty of money, and you might be wondering what in the hell all this fuss is about. Now, we talked about Chase just a few minutes ago. Chase, who very deeply involved with the whole, Bill Clinton's buddy, Epstein. Now we face J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup are risk losing $24.4 billion, I think, as a number of troubled loans erupt. Oh, we got optimism in the U.S. banking industry. It's being threatened by a growing pile of bad loans, putting pressure on the sector's biggest players. Analysts say that non-performing loans or loans to debtors that have not made a payment in over 90 days rose to a combined $24.4 billion in the last quarter of 2023. That's a combination of Morgan the Pirate, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. But despite the rise in bad loans, the biggest banks in the U.S. have signaled that they're expecting a shift in trend by reducing how much capital provisions they set aside for future non-performing loans. Well, then there's the old sock story again. A stash of historic gold coins found in the old sock and bed sheets have sold for $150,000. 331 gold coins spanning three centuries, which were hidden in this old sock, have sold for $150,000. British sovereigns discovered among sheets and pillowcases at the bottom of a linen chest during a house clearance in somewhere over in Great Britain. And some of those gold coins dated way back to Queen Victoria's reign in the 1800s. And some of the later coins, which had Queen Elizabeth on them, were minted this century. And each coin was valued at between, well, 300 and 500 pounds. I don't know what that translates to. The collection sold for the 118,000 pounds. That's $150,000. And that included the buyer's premium. They went under a hammer recently at Hanson Ross Auctioneers in Royston, Herefordshire. And then I come across this story. But I will also tell you it's a few years old because I remember sharing it some years ago. Somebody found $10 million worth of rare gold coins after spotting something in the ground. Lucky couples stumbled upon extremely valuable coins worth $10 million right in their own backyard. Now, that haul could have had a tragic backstory. On their California property, they dug up 1,400 gold coins in a variation of U.S. $5, $10, and $20 gold pieces that totaled $24,000. But the rarity of some of them made them worth millions. And this couple came across this astonishing found in 2013, have continued to just stay anonymous. But basically, they're thankful. They think it's wonderful that they're going to be able to save their property that they thought they might lose. And again, they want to give back to the community and to needy people. Oh, God. Yeah, you know, this give back to the community and the needy people thing sounds really good, because the problem is there's too many that aren't needy. They're just lazy. Or they're living in the streets. Some of the other headlines we published last week. Mexico might run out of silver by 2026. Let me tell you something. Mexico has always, in my personal opinion, produced some of the most phenomenal high-quality silver coins that one could ever witness or own or possess or just touch and feel and fondle. They've regularly outputted 5,600 tons of white metal over the past 10 years, but they've now seen their reserves dwindle to just 37,000 tons. That's their reserves. If mining continues at the current pace, Mexico's silver reserves will be exhausted by the end of 2026. And what year is this? 2024? Silver production in Mexico is now declining double digits annually for the first time in a decade. Their output this year is expected to fall by 16 million ounces because of the suspension of operations at Newmont's Peñasquito mine due to a strike. Oh, I guess the miners want a bigger piece of the pie, huh? Unbelievable. Another headline talking about the dawn of a silver boom. This last couple of years has been very difficult with silver. Right now, I've got access to plenty. Plenty. 6 months ago, 8 months ago, it was not good at all. Not good at all. Some of the articles, other articles we have published on Sierra Madre right now, expect more currency destruction and weak economies in 2024. Geopolitical uncertainty and Fed rates cuts driving gold price momentum. Wall Street sees gains for gold amid geopolitical risk. Main Street remains divided. Oh, here's one. Mexican president, what's his name? Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has issued a lengthy series of demands detailing that the U.S. must offer in exchange for Mexico's help in stemming the flow of invaders to the U.S.-Mexican border. He wants $20 billion. And he wants work permits for 10 million Hispanics in exchange for immigration help. Oh, so we're supposed to give them a whole bunch of money to, and a bunch of those invaders we've already taken in. Thank you, Joey. Do you begin to understand the frustrations of it all? And so to return to our commentary that we entered prior to the break, we are in a death spiral that is totally out of control. And there's no way that this story is going to end well, my friends. And despite the fact that we are endlessly pumping colossal piles of cash into the economy, our economic conditions continue to deteriorate. Last week, we learned that the U.S. job openings had fallen to the lowest level in more than 2 years. They dropped in November to the lowest level in more than 2 years. The latest evidence that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike campaign is continuing to cool the labor market. And that is a sign that our economy is getting worse. And more large companies continue to lay off workers. Xerox just announced that it'll be laying off 15% of their workforce. 15% of their workforce is part of a plan to implement a new organizational structure and operating model. Xerox, which offers digital printing and document management technologies, had about 20,500 employees as of December 31st, 2022. Based on all of this, looks like a little over 3,000 are losing their jobs. What becomes interesting to me is that I guess all could just follow the example of the federal government. We could borrow, we could spend even more money. Of course, much of the nation's already drowning in debt. According to one recent survey, only about half the country will be able to pay off their December credit card balances in full. That's why a lot of people return their gifts. Only half of America's credit card companies believe they can pay off their December balance in full, signaling a low ebb in credit card confidence as the nation emerges from the holidays. The LendingTree Credit Card Confidence Index, a monthly survey published since 2018 by the personal finance site, dipped to 51% in December, an all-time low. You know, our forefathers, all 17 or 18 of them, my joke, they handed us the keys to the greatest economic machine in world history. It's never been enough for us. We've always had to have more, and so we just kept borrowing and spending. And now the end game comes near. It's going to be excruciatingly painful. U.S. consumers are drowning in debt levels of debt. U.S. corporations are drowning in record levels of debt. State and local governments are drowning in record levels of debt. And the federal government is drowning in record levels of debt. And frankly, I'm at the point I wish the federal government would just flat-ass drown. It's simple. America's empire of money was nice while it lasted. But now the jig is up. And the collapse that is looming is truly going to be one for the history books. Commentary. Michael Snyder for the economic collapse. Does all of this begin to make sense to any of us? It's unreal. I mean, I look at a couple of the other articles we got posted. Majority of the illegals, I don't know why they keep calling them illegals, they're invaders. Majority of the invaders benefit from welfare programs in the U.S. And do you know why? Because many of them have anchor babies. And if those babies are born in this country, they're considered American citizens right then and there, Johnny, on the spot. Or is that Jose and Josefina on the spot? And so they get to stay. Something is wrong. Yeah, the jig is up, all right. It's amazingly sad to me to watch all of this stuff, to realize what we've worked for. Now look at this headline that we posted on Sierra Madre. The impact of illegal immigration on taxpayers. At the time this was written, the gold market continued to consolidate above 2,000 an ounce, but could struggle to make further gains as U.S. inflation remains stubbornly elevated. Illegals use more in services than they pay in taxes, primarily because a large share have modest levels of education, resulting in relatively low average incomes and tax payments, along with significant use of means-tested programs and other government services. 68,000 dollars per person is what the estimate is that it's costing we taxpayers. When do we wake up? When do we wake up? Oh, quick side note. There is an interesting historical posting that we did on January the 10th on Sierra Madre called America's Fiat Money Gestapo. It's the untold history of the Secret Service. I probably should have published that over at Metropolis. And I may do that too. There's more than enough to keep you going. Look, I don't spend a lot of time on Sierra Madre precious metals selling product. There's very few ads that we run there. Frankly, there's very few ads that I run on the program. Yeah, I'm frustrated. We have had massive, intense business over the last 3-4 years at Kettle Marine. Yes, the website's called Sierra Madre Precious Metals, but the corporate entity is Kettle Marine. And we've done massive amounts of business. And all of a sudden, it's just dried up. Is there something we've done wrong? Has our audience disappeared? Or are they just trying to put food on the table and gas in their tanks at outrageously priced figures? Are they trying to find new jobs? Maybe they're just trying to pay their homeowners' fees that continue to get jacked up. It's appalling. Stay with us. We'll be back for the second hour.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.